अगर सहन नहीं करा, रह नहीं सके। और अरे प्रभु इस ब्रज पर आए और ब्रज में आकर के देखा ब्रजवासियों की कैसे पीड़ा हो। मैंने एक दिन कहा था ब्रज ब्रज के प्रेम तीन प्रकार के वर्णन करते हैं। धर्म तो देते हैं, एक उत्कल था वही प्रेम, वह गोपियों प्रेम का उत्कल था वही प्रेम कहा जाता है। उत्कल था वही प्रेम के विशेष वैशिष्ट यह है जब तक साक्षात अपने प्राण प्रेतों के दर्शन नहीं करे उनके ना संतर होगी ना कुछ नहीं होगा। सात्विक जागृत और तो साक्षात दर्शन में भी कुछ भी नहीं होता। साक्षात दर्शन यानी कृष्ण के निकट बैठ करके कृष्ण के सही मिलन हो, ऐसे होने के बाद वह विरह जैसा संतरा हो सकता है। और एक होता है क्या विषम को प्रेम, स्वभाव के प्रेम कहा जाता है विषम को प्रेम, जिस प्रेम में मिलनता है किंतु निकटम कभी कभी मिलन होता है तो उनकी मिलन नहीं होता है। स्वभाव के प्रेम जो कहा जाता है विषम है प्रेम, कनिष्ठ प्रेम। और एक प्रेम होता है विवेकपूर्ण प्रेम, जिस प्रेम में विचार कर नहीं पाते हैं कृष्ण कब आते हैं कब चले जाते हैं, वह प्रेम वृक्ष आदि गोबर आदि गाय आदि जो प्रेम कृष्ण के प्रति जो है उसके कारण से विवेकपूर्ण प्रेम जिसको समाज इस प्रकार वर्णन करते हैं। बलदेव प्रभु जिस पद पर आए देखा गोपियों की प्रेम विरह किस प्रकार है, इस प्रेम विरह की सुंदर रूप में वर्णित। और फिर बलदेव प्रभु चुप करके गोपियों की सांत्वना देने के लिए उन्होंने यहां पर राशना की थी। दो महीने तब चैत्र मध मास चैत्र एंड चैत्र एंड पैठक मास दो महीने यहां पर रहा करके और गोपियों के साथ रास की हरा सुंदर रास रास शब्द के और तो कोई गलत नहीं है। व्यक्ति रास्त सुनते ही नाक सिकोड़ते हैं मतलब रास्ते व्यभिचारी और स्त्रियों के साथ रात विहार करना अथवा उनके अलिंगन चुम्बन आदि ये तो उठाते और तर्जु करते। इसलिए आचार्य पास वस्तु के रूप में दिखाया शिव भागवत में भी वस्तु रूप में वर्णन कर दिया मधुमा से दो मास दो सौ महीने मधुमा जी चंद्र मास और पैषाद मास ये दोनों मास गुरुदेव प्रभु ने मधुमा जी की गोपियों के साथ प्रेम विहार आदि की। और प्रेम विहार में भी यह राज आदि कीर्तन आदि करते हुए और उन्होंने किया कि गोपियों के जब Thank you. नदी उनके पिता का देखिए प्रधान कहा जाता है,
here with the Brajagopis and to console their hearts feeling intense separation from Sri Krishna. So we are very fortunate to come to this place by the mercy of Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga, because Baladeva Prabhu, he is actually none different than Krishna himself. In Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami is delineating the glories of Sri Nityananda Prabhu, and there he is explaining that Nityananda is actually Baladeva Prabhu himself. And then he begins to explain the tattva, who is Balaram, who is Baladeva. So there he is telling that actually Baladeva is the first expansion of Sri Krishna, who is Swayam Bhagavan. Sri Krishna expands himself as Baladeva, and it is like
Hello, ekto pore bhalo hobe apnara boshun kene jaben na.
Sri Krishna expands himself as Baladeva Prabhu, and Baladeva Prabhu is none different than Krishna, as if Krishna's own body is his, like his second body. But there's only some slight difference in Baladeva Prabhu, and that is his color is light color, golden color, whereas Krishna is a sham color. And Baladeva's personality, slightly different. But actually they're non-different, same supreme personality of Godhead. But Baladeva Prabhu, he has a particular mood. And what is that mood? He wants to perform prema seva to Krishna. Baladeva Prabhu is Krishna, but now he is taken the form of his own servant. And Baladeva Prabhu is tasting the ecstasy eternally of prema seva, the lotus feet of Krishna. Baladeva Prabhu expands himself, actually in each and every one of the five principal rasas, Baladeva Prabhu is expanding himself. In Shantaras, Baladeva Prabhu becomes the Dham. In the transcendental spiritual world, the three potencies of Krishna are called Samdini Shakti, Samvit Shakti, and Ladini Shakti. So Srimati Radhika, she is the embodiment, the very personification of Ladini Shakti potency, the pleasure potency of Krishna. And Krishna himself is the personification of Samvit Shakti potency, through which all jivas have their relationship with Krishna and interact in prema. Baladeva Prabhu is the personification of Sandini potency, the existence potency. And all of existence, both in the spiritual world and in here in the material world, it is Baladeva Prabhu's potency. His transcendental Shakti potency has expanded as the spiritual world by Kuntaloka's Goloka Vrindavan. Everything there is Baladeva Prabhu's potency. So in Shantaras, Baladeva Prabhu has expanded to become the personal paraphernalia of Sri Krishna in his leelas and Goloka Vrindavan. There Baladeva Prabhu becomes Krishna's shoes, he becomes Krishna's umbrella, becomes Krishna's sitting place and bedstead. And in this way, Baladeva Prabhu is serving Krishna in Shantaras. In Sakiras, Baladeva Prabhu is Krishna's older brother. And he has a loving friendship with Krishna, in which he serves and protects Krishna. And he interacts with Krishna, sometimes playing so many games, like the cowherd boy, playing like bulls, and putting their horns together, like the bulls sometimes go head to head and horn to horn. So the cowherd boys also play in this very happy way. So Baladeva and Krishna, when they're little, they're also playing like this. So this is the Sakyaras. And in Vatsalyaras, Baladeva Prabhu has this position of being the elder brother of Krishna. So as the older brother of Krishna, always he wants to protect Krishna. He always wants to look after Krishna. And when Sri Krishna and all of his cowherd boys and cows are going into the forest of Vrindavan every morning, then Mother Yashoda is commanding Baladeva, now you look after your younger brother Krishna. And Baladeva has this Vatsalya frame for Krishna also. Then also, in the highest rasa of Madhurya rasa, Baladeva Prabhu is also expanding himself. to serve Krishna in Madhurya Rasa as Sri Ananda Manjari, the younger sister of Srimati Radhika. So in every way, Baladev Prabhu becomes the servant of Sri Krishna and is tasting Prem Seva. Not only Baladev, but all of the expansions of the Supreme Lord, all Bhagavat Tattva expansions, both in the spiritual world, in the Vaikuntha Loka, Lord Narayan, and all of the expansions of the material world, coming from Karaya Dakshai Vishnu, Garbha Dakshai Vishnu, Kira Dakshai Vishnu, all the Leela avatars, Guna avatars, Yuga avatars, Manvantara avatars, all expansions, they are all expanded from Baladev Prabhu, originally, who expands himself as Mahasankarshan. So each and every one of these expansions of Supreme Lord, they are subservient to Krishna. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, in that same chapter, Krishnadas Kavidas Goswami is telling, Ekala Ishwara Krishna Arsav Vritya. There is only one Ishwara, one supreme controller, that is Krishna, Arsav Vritya, and all others, they are his servants. And all others, they are simply dancing according to the direction of Krishna. So Baladev Prabhu, in his pastimes with Sri Krishna in Braja, and then he also comes to Mathura and to Dwarka with Sri Krishna. And Baladev Prabhu, in that form, he is Balaram Sankarshan Balaram. And Krishna is Vasudev Krishna. So in Dwarka, Krishna is constantly remembering the Braja Gopis. And he is weeping and crying in his heart, in separation mood from the Braja Gopis. But there are many reasons why Krishna could not come back. One reason is told, because the Yadavas, they knew, all the Yadav dynasty knew, that Krishna has unlimited love and attachment to the Braja Gopis because of their prema, unparalleled. No one else has that kind of prema. And Krishna also is attached to his mother, his father, all the cows and gopas and gopis. So if Krishna would go back to Vrindavan, oh, he would never again return. Therefore, the Yadavas, they don't want to see that Krishna will go back to Vrindavan. There are also many other reasons. But Baladev Prabhu in Dwarka was constantly encouraging Krishna that he should go. Finally, Baladev Prabhu, out of ecstatic prema, he himself mounted a chariot, and also with Krishna's permission, and he himself came here to Braja. At that time, Krishna had already been gone for so many years from Braja. All the cowherd people, they had even stopped their own bodily functions of bathing and cooking and eating practically. And they were just existing on their life air, subsisting, thinking, oh, Krishna has promised that he will come. So we must stay alive. Because if Krishna comes and he sees that we have died, then Krishna will die. So this way, in this selfless love of prema, all the rich vasis were going on. So when Baladev came from a distance on the chariot, oh, it is as if the rich vasis were coming from a dead condition, again coming to life. And they saw him coming and all ran to greet Baladev Prabhu. All the younger cowherd boys, older cowherd boys, cowherd men, cowherd ladies, and all surrounded Baladev. And Baladev came in their midst and was reciprocating with each one of them according to their position. Some of them he was embracing. Some of them he was touching their feet. Some of them he was shaking their hands. Some of them he was smiling and laughing with them. And in this way, Baladev Prabhu came to console the Brijvasis. But when the Braja Gopis came and they spoke with Baladev, then they began to express their deep separation mood from Sri Krishna. And they could not at first mention how Krishna has left them. But first of all, they said, how could Krishna leave his mother and father? Does he not remember and think of his own mother and father? Does he not weep for them, how they are dying in separation from him? But very soon after that, the Braja Gopis began to reflect on Krishna's attachment there to his newfound consorts in Dwarka, his queens. And then they also began to think, oh, how Krishna, he cheated us with his words. He said that he was going to return, but we see that these were only empty promises now. So he was able to cheat us, because we are just simple cowherd girls. But we know he cannot cheat the very intelligent ladies of the city, all of these queens, you cannot cheat them, they are more intelligent than us. And the Braja Gopis, they began to express to Baladev Prabhu in this way, weeping and crying. So Baladev, actually he delivered a message, a written message to the Gopis from Krishna himself. And then Baladev Prabhu came into the forest of Vrindavan with the Braja Gopis. And now, Srila Prabhupada describes how Baladev Prabhu came to this very place here, Ram Ghat, on the bank of the Jamuna River, just nearby here. And it was a very great distance away from Vrindavan, where Krishna performed his Rasa dance. So Baladev Prabhu was respecting that place. He did not perform Rasa in the same place where Sri Krishna performed. He came here with his Braja Gopis, and all of the Gopis of Krishna came here. But it's described by our acharyas that when Baladev Prabhu performed Ras Leela here, embracing, kissing, and having so many wonderful transcendental pastimes with the Gopis, that he was performing these pastimes with his own groups of Gopis. Because earlier on, in Krishna's transcendental Leela, of holy Leela, after Krishna had killed Shankachuda, and Baladev and all the cowherd boys, they were throwing colors on each other in a very joyful festivity. At that time, Sri Krishna glanced at Baladev and glanced at a certain group of younger gopis who at that time were younger and they could not take part in Ras dance with Krishna. So Krishna indicated by his glance to Baladev, these are your gopis. Acharyas have commented in that way. But also, as Srila Parmaraj was explaining, this understanding is for those who are still bound by the material conceptions of mundane, lusty affairs between male and female, where they think that this is personal sense enjoyment. But in the transcendental Ras Leela of Krishna, and in Baladev Prabhu's Ras Leela, this is completely transcendental to any mundane lust. There is not a single tinge of mundane lust. There is no sin involved in this. Even in the heavenly planets of this material world, which is far, far below the transcendental spiritual world, there is no sin incurred when the males and females are mixing together. So what to speak of the transcendental world, Vaikuntha Loka? What to speak of Goloka Vrindavan, where prem is selfless? There is no lust whatsoever. Only it is performed to please the senses of Krishna. And furthermore, Sri Krishna is the owner of everything and everyone. Everyone belongs to Krishna. For Krishna to enjoy his own potencies, this is not at all in any way degraded. But the mundane person, they cannot understand this. They cannot understand how Baladev Prabhu is the Supreme Lord in the mood of a servant to give transcendental happiness to Krishna, to give happiness to Krishna's devotees. And he is not enjoying personal sense gratification. He is in the mood of prem seva. But yet he is the Supreme Lord, and only Baladev Prabhu can dance Ras. No other expansion of Bhagavan has ever performed Ras Leela, except for Krishna and Balaram. So in this way, the acharyas explain two different levels of understanding. For those who have become transcendental to the mundane lust of this material world, then they can understand how pure, how sweet, how wonderful is Baladev Prabhu's Rasa dance with the gopis, and even with Krishna's gopis, he is performing Ras. So after the Ras Leela, then Baladev Prabhu, he wanted to sport in the waters of the Jamuna, and also he became intoxicated, transcendental intoxication, by the Varuni beverage, which was oozing out of the Kadamba trees at that time. Varuna, the demigod of the ocean, his daughter is Varuni. So she manifested in the form of this wonderful beverage, which is actually completely like drinking Krishna prem. Srila Gurudev said, Baladev Prabhu does not become influenced by ordinary intoxication of this material world. He is constantly intoxicated with Krishna prem. We also hear in the description of Nityananda's pastimes, Lord Nityananda, how his eyes are reddish and always rolling and tears falling because of his intoxication of Krishna prem. So Baladev Prabhu had this Madhupan Leela with the gopis, and they became all intoxicated. And then Baladev Prabhu called Jamuna because he wanted to refresh the gopis. And then Jamuna Devi, out of some fear, thinking that he was in a drunken state, she didn't come. Then Baladev Prabhu became very upset, and he took his plow and he said, "You would dare to not obey me, so I will break you into hundreds of tributaries and streams." And then suddenly, the demigoddess, Kalindi, of the Jamuna River, she came forward, and the personification of the Jamuna River, with folded palms, she came forward to Baladev Prabhu and begged his forgiveness. And then Baladev Prabhu forgave her, and then he entered into the waters of the Jamuna River like a mad elephant, with all of his female elephants enjoying sporting pastimes in the waters of the Jamuna River. So in this way, for two entire months, Sri Baladev Prabhu stayed here in the forests of Vrindavan, pacifying the gopis, giving them transcendental praying. And they, at the same time, they were relishing their love for Krishna in the moods of separation from Krishna. But only Baladev could succeed to some extent in consoling the Braja gopis. So this very wonderful pastime of Baladev Prabhu, it is performed here. We're very fortunate to come here. And especially we should understand that without Baladev Prabhu's blessing, without the strength of Bala, Bala means spiritual strength, there is no possibility of us attaining the eternal service of Krishna. And therefore Baladev Prabhu appears in Chaitanya Leela in this Kali Yuga. And he appears as Sri Nityananda Prabhu, who is the most merciful manifestation of the Lord. He is not discriminating to anyone, that anyone is qualified or unqualified, but he is freely distributing the prema of Gauranga prema and connecting everyone to the lotus feet of Lord Gauranga, because Baladev Prabhu is the original guru. He is a Kanda Guru Tattva, and all gurus are manifestations of Baladev and Nityananda Balaram. So, therefore, Narottam Das Thakur is praying and he is begging, when or when will that day come? When will that day be mine? When the transcendental mercy of Nityananda will come to me, then some sadha vasana more kame tuccha hame. When Baladev Prabhu, when Nityananda Prabhu gives his mercy, then and only then can we be released from this mundane, degraded attachment to our materialistic sense-enjoying desire. This samsara vasana, always staying in this material world, life after life, because we want to be the enjoyer. So only when Baladev Prabhu and Nityananda, in his form of Nityananda, gives his mercy to us, then samsara vasana, our material desires, will become tuchahame, completely insignificant. So we have to pray, like our acharyas are teaching us to pray, for the mercy of Sri Balaram, and then only will we be able to enter into Sri Vrindavan Dham under the guidance of our beloved Gurudev. Sri Baladev Prabhu ki jai, Sri Ram Ghatlila ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Rajamandala Parikrama ki jai, Gaur Kriva Anandu. Balaram Ghat ki jai.
Hi.
Amrath is Saladev Upasthi.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect.
Dhanyavad, we'll be back with you in a few minutes.